T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, joining us now on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, a longtime NBA player. He's been in the movies. He's been in TV. He was the first player in NBA history to win a championship in three different decades, of course, most prominently with the as a member of the Bad Boy Pistons. John Sally is with us. John, how you
What's
doing,
up?
Man? How's it going?
Adam, every day is a good day for me.
It is. Why is that? Any particular reason? Because you're alive, that's enough?
Because I'm alive, I haven't eaten any animals, I have the best cannabis on the planet in California, I'm a free male, I'm just happy to be on this planet.
Well, that's great. And it's legal in California, which it should be, of course, the whole country, for crying out loud.
First things first.
Yeah.
Bedford. Mercedes of Bedford, they need to hook me up when I come in that town. Now that I took cannabis, it probably won't happen.
I mean, I think they might.
Yeah, I decided to get in this business, man. Adam, I just decided, you know what, everybody's doing something. You got to keep reinventing yourself. And when I saw this Green Rush, and then I realized, man, this is like Prohibition.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine if you had Jack Daniels, if you released Jack Daniels during Prohibition. Look what happened. Literally almost 100 years, 120 years.
Yeah.
No, almost 100 years pretty soon, 1919.
Yep.
Yeah, man, it's going to be over. So I took my daughter, put her into the business, black young female with her own money. I said, yo, this is, I'm ahead of the game.
And now she's doing well?
Yeah, we're about to blow it up. We release October 26th.
Very cool.
Pretty slick. I know. I know you didn't want to talk about that.
No, that's all right.
Everybody know.
That's
just look
right.
out for a product called Deuces at your nearest dispensary.
John Sally is with John. Let's talk some hoops, man, because, you know, fans here are a little frustrated. Dan Gilbert lets the GM walk out the door. He's never re-signed the GM because he was supposedly underpaid. Chauncey Billups looked like the Cavs would hire him as the new president of basketball operations. Dan Gilbert lowballs him. He doesn't take the job. And now the Cavs, three straight trips to the finals, still don't have a GM or a president in the most critical time for that position of the year. Your thoughts on that?
So, they've been to the finals in the past 2 years with no general manager?
No, I mean, they had the GM, but they let him walk at the end of the year.
Right, so the deal is, what they were, let's make it simple. What the Cavs were missing last year was Kevin Durant. Because if they didn't have Kevin Durant in San Francisco, it would have been more of a series, right? So it's the hardest thing in the world is winning a championship. Mm-hmm. But even harder than that is winning again the next year. It's a very hard thing to go back-to-back. So when you see people do it, you hear, oh, you take it for granted. Can't take it for granted. I mean, look how many times Larry only got three championships, how many times he lost, Larry Bird, that is. It's a tough thing to go into and to think that's the way it's going to go. It's not going to move that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think take your time. Look at exactly what you need. Enhance what you have. The whole thing that love is going here and this person is going there. We got to move all these. Like, if all the parts are interchangeable, those parts are not interchangeable. J.R. Smith playing like he did in the finals before, Shepard showing up, all of a sudden people coming in and everybody fitting into the perfect thing made them win a championship. Mm-hmm. So to think, well, if I got a guy who was better here and a guy, that's all on paper. That's like playing fantasy basketball, football. You can't do that. If you want a team, you got to develop a team. It has to be a team mentality. So keeping that team like it is and letting them work through their own problems, understanding each other, that's the better way of doing it.
So you think the best way to narrow the gap is internally?
Yeah. It's like, a coach wins maybe seven games a year. And I know I'm being nice on that. Not that the coaches aren't important, but the players on the court are the ones who are putting forth the energy. And if they click together, if they're unselfish, if you got the second coming of Jesus Christ on your team, you just need some better apostles, man. That's it. Because I've never seen anybody like LeBron, and I've been watching for a long time. Never. So I just think building around LeBron and letting guys settle in and not worry about being on the hot spot, not worry about all the other things, and literally just thinking about playing. Mm-hmm. Everybody is keying up to play against, on the East, to play against the Cavaliers. When have you ever said that? Never. Mm-hmm. We've never said that. So everybody is retooling just to get to the Cavaliers, because in the past 2 years, they've been the Eastern Conference champions.
On the other side,
I just think people are panicking.
On the other side, John, a lot of people are gearing up to try and take down the Warriors. Houston trying to do that. San Antonio is probably going to try and do that as the offseason goes. When you look at the landscape in the NBA with the Warriors and the other teams, how wide do you think that gap is between the Warriors and everybody else?
Right now, if the Warriors retain their players, like I'm telling you they need to do, keeping that core together, a core is going to cost them close to everybody $200 million. That's a joke in soccer, so what difference does it make? If they keep that core together and everybody realizes their position, it's like I said, it's hard getting back to it. Injuries play a role in it. Guys relax. Jealousies kick in when it comes to monies, commercials, things like that. So you can get it all day. You can go at it all day, but you never know. Portland might retool and do what's necessary. Surprise on what may happen. Well, not now. What could have happened out of Utah? So everybody's getting together, but we got to stay healthy. Chris Paul stays healthy. Paul George stays healthy. My idea, if I were those guys, is I would literally take the whole month of September and August and just hang out and just play ball every day.
We're talking with John Salley, longtime NBA player. John, you mentioned Utah there. They lost Gordon Hayward. He's going to the Celtics, right? The Celtics are trying to, you know, catch up with the Cavs. They're probably the second-best team, at least on paper. They're definitely the second-best team in the East. Is Gordon Hayward and, you know, the young players, they have enough to close the gap with the Cavs, do you think?
I think they'll be more confident. It's going to take him, even though it's his old coach, it's going to take Gordon Hayward at least 6 months to get used to the environment of being in Boston. So hopefully he clicks with his team at least by April, where it's a well-oiled machine. Most people say February, but it takes a while. And we'll see what happens. Like I said, the season is full of injuries. Mm-hmm. Like last year, the worst injury that could happen to Isaiah Thomas with his sister dying. That injury is internal. That's an injury to your spirit. And to see him, you know, fight through that and use basketball as his way of getting out the aggression or what he might have been feeling was amazing to me. But as far as anybody dealing with LeBron and the rest of the Cavs, I will put my money on the Cavs every day and twice on Sunday.
On the court, John, where do you think the Cavs need to improve the most? I know you talked about internally improving. Is it defense where they have to improve the most? Is it a better offensive system where it's not as much ISO ball? Where do you think they need to take the most steps?
Well, they made it to the finals. I think they need to keep doing what they're doing. Okay? I think they need to keep doing what they're doing. But what happens in the latter part of the season is sometimes bodies get tired. They should figure out a way to retain their strength. I recommend they go vegan so they can have energy and a clear mind. Usually, and I always say this to guys, when you see them with cramps and lower back problems, I can tell you right there they're eating a bunch of seafood because, you know, hey, I just want to eat light, and they don't realize it's the worst thing in the world to eat. I think if they work on their nutrition and work on their conditioning all summer and throughout the year, when it comes down to May and June, they need to be in better shape. The better shape they're in, the better their play.
I was just in New York this past week. There are a lot of vegan restaurants in New York right now.
Hey, Google said the future of America is plant-based diet. Stop eating dead animals.
I love the taste of them, though, to be honest with you, John.
You just like the taste. You don't like the taste of the animal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. It doesn't make – you're right. It is bad for you. I know. You're 100% right about that. But listen, you mentioned Larry Bird before. I'm obsessed with this 30 for 30 that ESPN's been running, the three-part series about the Celtics and Lakers. I know they did a good one on you guys and the Bad Boy Pistons, which was a great –
Bad Boy Pistons was the best 30 for 30 put on the planet.
It was great.
An Emmy for that.
It was great. It really was. I really enjoyed that. This one's really good as well. Have you watched this one at all?
Oh, yeah. I remember it, too.
So what is there anything that surprised you? Anything you didn't know?
Well, you know what I forgot is Magic took those two bad shots.
Right.
I forgot all about it because they make sure they never remind you until I saw that 30 for 30. I was like, Magic was human.
Yeah.
Kobe wasn't the only one who shot an air ball. Oh.
You know, what's amazing, and obviously you know that, I mean, from your teams with Detroit, obviously there was a lot of this going on. But that you know, in that 84 finals, like when McHale clotheslines Rambis, if that happened now, he'd be suspended for a whole season. And he didn't even get kicked out of the game.
No, because it was a foul.
Right. Exactly.
That was the difference. Now people start saying, well, intent to murder. And he wrote it on his book. We went into his computer. He had literally practiced. I mean, it's ridiculous on what they do now. 47 different angles, 360 view. It's like, hey, man, this is a show game. This is a video game, not a real game. It used to be, man, if you come in that middle, you was expected to get hit. Now, all you got to do is go to the middle and be a good foul shooter. It's a different lead and a different time. Players are worth way more money. The viewership is up at least 400%. So, you know, the game has changed a little bit. I told everybody when they took hand checking out of the game, it changed everything. Hmm.
This is around the time, John, where people start talking about the future of LeBron because we've got NBA free agency now and we've got big name stars going to different places. How much stock do you put into the idea of LeBron potentially leaving Cleveland in 2018? And how do you think that would impact his legacy if he left again?
The first thing is, the best thing about what LeBron is doing is LeBron is literally controlling his career. Mm. Kevin Durant, his career. All these guys are in controlling their career. The difference before is that general managers to make these certain calls and these certain things and certain deals. Now the player is in charge. And I think that's the best part of LeBron's legacy is explaining to the player he is as important as the name on the front of the jersey. If he left and went somewhere again, it would literally only be a benefit for the league. I think that he brought something to Cleveland they haven't had since, I don't know, Jim Brown. So there's nothing to be mad about him. He came in and did everything. When he was drafted there, the difference is choosing your destiny is the best part of it. I don't know anywhere he would go, back to Miami, but why would he go to New York? Why would he put himself through that? Maybe he should come out to Los Angeles and be a Los Angeles Laker.
Yeah, but why would he do that? I mean, like, you know, they're a mess right now. I mean, they're trying to put it back together, right?
Yeah, but that's the part of the difference when you come and you go, okay, you bring in a winning attitude with this, and it's back to Showtime Lakers.
John,
I doubt if he does that, though.
Okay. John, let's wrap it up with this. You know, there's been some talks. You know, the Western Conference has been, for the most part, dominant for a while now outside of LeBron. There's been some talks about the possibility of forgetting the East and West Conference and just seeding the top 16 teams 1 through 16, so it'll be a little more balanced. You like that or not?
Adam, you made that up.
I didn't make it up.
Nobody saw that. That was a pipe dream.
The commish talked about it. He talked about it.
Yeah,
you think I'm making
somebody
that up?
Always want, I don't know.
You
I
don't
like
it?
East West.
You want to keep
it? I like it. The East West.
Yeah, but it's not like when you played, John, when the East was better, man. Nowadays.
Well, there were some years the West won the championship.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's true. I mean, but it was more balanced when you were playing. The balance was better.
That's because we flew commercial and played in canvas sneakers.
And the short shorts. Don't forget the short shorts.
That's right. You know, you had a beer and a cigarette at halftime.
Thanks
for having me.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. Bless up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.